it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. It is with my sheer pleasure and fervor and delight that I'm bringing to you tonight's guest. Tonight we are talking with Aviana LaDance, and certainly she has been and continues to be one of my favorite guests throughout the years of all my shows, my television shows, my radio shows. And sometimes I'm so blessed because I'm able to bring people on that their work is so extraordinary that I know firsthand the way that they've touched lives internationally, from clients to businesses, and people keep calling in, people keep writing in and saying the work that she does has such a tremendous impact and such a tremendous effect on their lives that I always want to be able to bring her on and introduce her to the more and the more and the more people. And each and every time she's been on the show, I learn more and I grow more and I'm able to give more to you. And so it's just, I'm effervescent and bubbling over with delight that she's able to join us tonight. And so it's with great pleasure I bring to you one of my favorite mentors and wisdom keepers of the planet, Aviana LaDance. Aviana, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Nicole. I'm so glad to be back on the air with you.
Oh, it's, you know, I talk to people all the time, and when I mention your name, people don't just say they know you, they've met you, they're like, so as soon as I say your name, it's almost like I've just charged them with a battery and it's like a toy that comes to life. And people are like, I love her. She's changed my life. You know, and there's just this joy, this beingness of just knowing you and the way that you've touched them and the way that they've evolved in the process. And it, so for me, it's the greatest gift to be able to introduce people to you and to your work.
Oh, thank you. And you were always so gracious. It's the sheer honor of my life and my work that I actually get to work in this capacity with people, like you said, individuals and businesses. And it's invigorating to me. So then when we get together on the air and talk about it and bring this information to even more people that I love, it's exciting.
Wow. So I know, we were just like briefly chatting before the show and you gave me a list from my nose to my toes of like all the possibilities. We could talk about this. And I love that because there's an open door to the infinite of joy. But I think the true pulse of your work, which I've been a fan of and been following for years, is that you created a program on how to free yourself from joy. And everything that you listed in this that we can talk about are all joyous things. They're all things that are about light and energy and happiness and fulfillment and self-care and delight. And one of the things that has most profoundly affected me through the years is really your journey, because you really haven't had a life like I talk about. And you know, and I know that you've been listening to my shows for years, which I'm really grateful for as well. But that I always talk about, you know, my magical journey, that I was in the front of the line for this life, that I was like, you know, from get-go, from the minute, the day that I was born to, you know, my two and my three. And I can go through every year of my life and every minute and every month and every week and say, and this was magical and this was special and this was remarkable. And people like want to whack me because they're like, enough. Yeah. But I'm really blessed and I'm glad that I'm able to share this journey and to know it's possible to have this unlimited experience of human existence, you know, in physical form. Absolutely. But your life has not been this magic carpet ride. And you have found your way to magic carpet ride and are able to take other people and share the journey and share the how and the know-how to be able to get people from the deepest, darkest places in their lives to the places of really infinite light that they never knew was possible. And I'd love to talk about that because there's no one on the planet that I know that really knows how to do it the way that you do.
Thank you. Yes. So one of the thoughts that comes to me, and I do, I love your sweet magical journey, and I don't hate you for it. I love you for it. And this is one of those core things that when we learn to diffuse within ourselves, the dissension, when we learn to come into a space of love with ourselves, it diffuses that sense of dissension and competition and need for validation and value from anything around us. Now we celebrate the things that acknowledge us and reflect our value to us and all of those things. But it doesn't come from the space of need inside of us. And in fact, I've just been having in the last 24 hours, probably half a dozen conversations with different individuals about this key concept that each one of us is so unique and so magnificent that when we allow ourselves to go on that deepest, most passionate, most intimate journey of traversing our internal labyrinths and going to the core of who we are. And it's the most glorious place, and for many of us at one point or another, the scariest place that we can possibly think of going. But when we allow ourselves to go there and then to bring that gem that we find out from the depths of that labyrinth out into view, from out of the shadows, all of a sudden we realize that it completely makes competition and judgment a moot point, because I am so unique and so magnificent in my own right that I don't have the ability nor the need to compare myself with anyone else. And then, just like you, I love how you use all your preschool analogies, like being the little girl waking everybody up during nap time. Because at our hearts, we are these children. And when we allow ourselves to find that gem and bring it out from the darkest places of our shadows, all of a sudden, we're like, the little kids have picked up the pebbles from the river. And we're like, look at my stone. It's so cool. It looks like this. And look at your stone. And it shines and it glimmers. Oh, and I love the way that your stone is shaped. And so when you talk about your journey and like, hey, guess what? My journey has been this magical carpet ride. Somebody else's journey is like, wow, mine's been like a freaking roller coaster. And it's like, wow, my journey brought me out from the depths of the darkest place. You wouldn't even believe the things that I saw in there. And the phrase that came to mind is that we all have magic. And some of us are given magic. Some of us find magic, some of us are given magic, and some of us are magic. And that's something that I discovered on my journey for me, and without that sounding arrogant, because this is just coming from that space of me knowing me now. I am magic. This is why I was given the journey that I was given, because I could live it. And that's why we're each given the journey that we have.
I love that you say that, you know, that some of us have magic, some of us find magic, some of us are the magic. And so for those that are listening, whether they have had a tortured or abused childhood, you know, I remember once you talked to me, one of our very first conversations, and you may not even remember this because this was so many years ago and you came onto the show and you used mm-hmm. the word about the atrocities of your childhood. Or your youth. Mm-hmm. And as a writer, I relish words. You know, I just marinate in words. And in all of the words that I've ever used, I never use the word atrocity. And it hit me so deeply that it was like being punched and I could barely breathe, because the idea that you had suffered atrocity, it was like my mind couldn't rectify that. The sweet, the loving you, this person that I've come just to cherish and adore, had suffered so much pain that you could use the word atrocity just took me away in a way that I've never been able to match. And then to see the life that you live, and not only the joy that you share and that you bring to the world and the way that you teach joy. And so for those that are listening to the show, whether they went through, like you did, atrocities, which I now have come to rectify in my mind, or even go through situations in their own adult lives whether that be a loss, a financial, a physical, a personal loss, and they go into that, why me? Why did this mm-hmm. happen to me? How do you help people get out of why me?
That's a great question. The why me, man, that is one that trips up a lot of people. And I'll tell you, it's an easy place to go. And if I may be so bold, I think it's a lazy place to go. I think it's a, and now that may really, and please allow me to see this through before you really get upset at me for that one. But this is why I say it's a lazy place to go, because it requires no thought. It requires no accountability. It requires no engagement, and it requires no stretching of our perspective to say, why me? Now, it is very possible that every single one of the people that exist on this planet at one point or another has had that thought. And I'm not saying to have it or not to have it, but I'm saying maybe there's another way to look at it. Or maybe there's, just like everything, maybe that thought or that emotion that comes with that thought prompts us into our next greatest space. Because if you're in a space of experiencing something and you're going, why me? I think this question really comes up when we've reached the end of our horizon. Because the why me speaks to the fact that we have lost perspective, or we do not have perspective. We've been brought to the edge of what we know, and something is happening and we cannot see the correlation. If you're standing, if you see your life and your perspective and your belief system, everything you know as a landscape, and you're standing in the middle of it so that you can look 360 degrees all the way around you, you know the lay of that land. You know how it wends, you know where the water runs and why it runs that way, and where there's peaks and where there's valleys, and how to traverse that land. In our life, that means that when certain things happen, when I speak this way, I know the people around me respond this way. If I show up this way, if I behave this way, if I, you know, put this energy into my career, I can follow that through. I, you know, my relationships are fairly predictable. I know what's going to happen. That is not where growth happens. That is not where we find our gems. We find our gems, we find that core, we find that magic, and we learn how to use our magic when we constantly are brought to the edge of our horizon. Because in this internal world, it doesn't exist like the way it does in the physical world. Because if I keep walking, I will always have 360 degrees of horizon around me. Psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, that is not the case. You can literally walk to the edge of the horizon and see nothing beyond it. That's at the point where something, an event can happen at the edge of your horizon, and you have no perspective, no frame of reference for why that's happening. And we ask, why me? Oh. That is a brilliant moment to be in.
Wow. That's like just being washed with a wave of love.
Yay.
It really is. Oh my gosh, what a brilliant answer. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know we're just set to go to a break, but when we come back, I love to talk about, you have a concept that is so unique. And to me, it's almost the Rubik's Cube of the human spirit, where you talk about the different bodies, mm-hmm. a physical body, a spiritual body, an emotional body, these layers of ourselves that when mm-hmm. put together in the right combination, I always think of the Rubik's Cube when I hear you talk about that. I know it's such a crazy image in my head, but when all the colors line up, how yeah. you actually have this Absolutely. Whole different picture. And so I would love to, you know, share that with our audience when we return. So if that works for you. I would love to be able to open that door. So more when we return here, I'm still just absolutely just being swaddled in your answer there of the why me. So more with Aviana LaDance when we return here on Passionate Living. Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. Tonight we are talking with one of my favorite guests of all time and certainly one of the most extraordinary people on the planet. We are talking with Aviana LaDance, and we're talking about the incredible journey to oneself, to one's happiness, to one's freedom, to one's life, and even from the deepest, darkest places in our lives. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what we've been through, or what our fears are, or any cave or any place that we have been put, or any restrictions or any barriers or any walls or any cages, anything that has held us back from living the life of our dreams. She is able to get people to the other side of that wall and really free you for joy and be able to lead the kind of life that you always knew you were meant to live on this planet. And her work is just absolutely profound. And it is always an honor and a pleasure and a joy to speak with her. And right before the break, we were talking about getting to the end of your horizon and being able to take the next step into the infinite of the life of happiness and wholeness. And you actually have a course, a whole well-being course, correct? That I know that, because I hear people talk about it and they're like, this is it. They talk about this is just like the thing that life-altering, life-changing thing, that have-to-do thing. You know, some people want to go see the Grand Canyon, and other people, you know, want to travel the world and do that around the road trip. And some people want to fall in love. And then there are people that are like, the journey to themselves is the greatest journey that there is. And those people that are really looking to journey into the who they are, this is their greatest adventure. And so tell me about the whole well-being, because I know just before the break, I was giving people like a tiny little taste and sample of, you have something called the four bodies. And to me, when I've listened to you talk about it, and I talk to people who have gone through your program, it always to me sounds like a Rubik's Cube, that you have like these different colors and these different parts of you, and then they're all mixed up, and somehow you've managed to align them so they're all like all the reds and all the yellows and all the greens, and it makes this perfect, infinite, whole, complete, beautiful sort of structure that you look at, and there's a feeling of accomplishment when everything is lined up. And is that sort of what it's like?
Yes, I think that's a fantastic metaphor. yes, that is how it is. And it's not just wonderful metaphor. You'll notice as I talk, I do use a lot of metaphor because I feel like it brings relevance. You know, something that we can relate to as we traverse out into new horizons. Like we said, we get to the edge of our perspective. Then how do you step out? If you can use familiarity of what you know, that allows you to be able to walk further out into the unknown or into the darkness, which then becomes light because you've stepped into it. So the way that we do that is by creating clarity. And even though I use a lot of metaphor, you mentioned that you're a writer, I'm a poet. So words for us are just juicy, delicious, visceral, sensational experiences. And I love to use those words to create imagery, to create experience. But then I always make sure that we follow up with the practical application. How do I root this into my day-to-day life? It's one thing to discover new ideas or explore these things that suddenly start to feel good, but if they don't actually make an impact, then they don't stick. And this is the other relevance of the four bodies, is you mentioned a number of journeys, the journey, you know, career path, the romance path, this money path, and this personal journey path. There's all these different journeys and paths that we can take, and ways that we discover parts of ourselves. All of those will have aspects of the journey that will remain question marks until you take that journey into your own soul, into your personal, that labyrinth, to go find your own gems inside, because that holds the key that will unlock things in each of those other journeys. So with that personal awareness, this structure of the four bodies is not metaphor. It is the structure of the energy of who you are. So we know that we have this physical body. And so many of us, regardless of what word we use a word to express this sense of otherness, this spirit, soul, beingness. You know, that's what I mean when I'm talking about the spiritual body. It's that unembodied, pure essence of your highest self. And then the two bodies in between that really get either forgotten or mushed together, and it's so important to come to an identification of their individualness, is the intellectual body and the emotional body. So that then when you put all four of these together, this creates powerful, powerful clarity in your life. Because it is, how often do we ever get to a moment where we think something in contradiction to something else that we feel, or we have two thoughts that contradict each other? And until, you know, and then our body is saying something else, and then we have all of these voices and these noises inside of us, and we're not sure which is coming from where, which puts us in this space of indecision or self-doubt, wondering, am I listening to the right voice? How do I know what to follow? And when we create this level of clarity, and specifically this is what I created the whole well-being course to be, is that it allows us to take time to go into each body, to understand what is the purpose of that body? How does that body communicate with me? How does that show up into my day-to-day life? Why does that even matter? And once I know these things, how do I establish a good relationship with that body? What is the self-care for that body? And how do I get all the bodies working together?
Well, okay, so I have a quick question for you. So yeah. At what point, you know, is it someone that's been raped, somebody that's been abused, somebody that's had a bankruptcy, someone who's had a loss of a child or a loved one, or could it be someone uberly successful that Absolutely. Wants to get to the next level of there has to be more? I mean, at what point does somebody come and work with you and say, okay, I know that the whole well-being is the next step to my happiness?
That's the brilliant thing, because the whole well-being, what we're doing is we're stripping everything down to core fundamentals. Getting clear on your energy. Where are you? Where do you want to be? That doesn't matter whether you're coming from atrocity to I want to live, or if you're going from I can't, you know, I've made $250,000 in a year, I want to make $2 million in a year. It's always about what's next and how, because every point of our journey, we have the ability to hit a wall, a glass ceiling. And how do you get beyond that? It's getting to the edge of your perspective and moving beyond it.
It always sounds so painful to hit the glass ceiling. I know so many people that do it. And I'm sure, you know, it's so funny. You and I have never had this conversation, so I'm going to interject some personal history in here. But when I was in my youth, you know, I'm an aerial acrobat. And yes. I did a back aerial, and my feet hit the ceiling. And I torpedoed down from the ceiling and broke the fall with my face. And my face shattered on the floor. And I was rushed by emergency to the hospital. And they literally said my nose looked like a prize fighter. Because if you could imagine my feet hitting the ceiling and then literally torpedoing down to the floor, you know, and just bang. Mm. And from that day forward, any time that I would perform, even to this very day, when people ask me to do a show or ask me to do a benefit or ask me to perform anywhere, my very first question is not how much I'm getting paid or what is the event. My first question is, how high is the ceiling? Because, and I always throw people when I ask them, how high is the ceiling? They're like, what? And then I have to explain, I have a history of hitting the ceiling with my feet. And it's really important to me to know how high the ceiling is before I say yes and take a job, because I fly. And
because you have a magic carpet.
Yes. So my whole basis for work has always been, how high is the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear you talk about hitting a glass ceiling, I think that's so interesting, because we have these places in our head. I mean, I've had this place in my head since my youth that says, okay, this is where I hit.
Mm-hmm.
And can I be somewhere safely and share my gifts and talents where I'm not going to hit that ceiling, but I'm going to have the freedom to go even higher than I've ever gone before?
Yes. And I love that you interject that metaphor, because that is such an apt representation of what so many people experience on their journey. We start out life, we experience something like you did. Okay, I'm an aerial acrobat. I have learned that I can do these things. I love to do these things. And again, I love using children as metaphors, because children are just so, start out in this place of being just so clear and joyful and excited. And here, let me show you everything that I can do. And let me tell you about how wonderful I am. And then we hit a ceiling, or we get a bump, or we fall, or, you know, however that looked, whether it was physical, whether somebody told us, stop showing off. You're not supposed to do that. Shut your mouth. You're not supposed to, you know, we don't want to hear you. You don't have a voice. Whether it's, you put your heart out, you know, for the little boy on the playground, and he pulled your pigtails instead and it hurt. It doesn't matter where it came from. But in those moments, as we have experiences, we create a belief. And that comes from that intellectual body. And whenever there's a belief, there is an emotional attachment to it that comes from the emotional body. And this is why then, those two bodies really are where we have choice. This is where we have the ability to direct ourselves away from our highest self if we don't know, understand what we're doing. Because the spiritual body, that is your highest, purest, divine self. And the physical body is literally just a printout of everything else that's been funneled into it from the other three bodies. So the intellectual and the emotional body, where we decide what to believe. Because here's one of the greatest secrets, is that beliefs are not innate and beliefs are not immovable. You get to choose what you believe. And every one of those beliefs has an emotion that you've attached to it. We decide whether to be excited or afraid of something. It's physiologically the same response, but we've decided which one we choose to have.
Wow.
Somebody, you know, in your situation could have said, I'm not doing aerial acrobatics anymore because I hit the ceiling and I now have a belief that I don't want to put myself in a position of torpedoing into the floor again because that hurt. I don't want to hurt anymore.
Mm.
We have a choice.
That's so interesting. I love your work. And, you know, I know we're jumping to a break. When we come back, I'd love to, you know, find out how people can take the whole well-being course and how mm-hmm. people can work with you. And I know that there's so much more to talk about and share. So more with Aviana LaDance, talking about the four bodies, the whole well-being, the journey to happiness when we return here on Passionate Living.
She sways to whatever song plays without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. We are speaking today with Aviana LaDance on one of my favorite subjects, which is how to free yourself for joy and happiness and how to actually lead and live that infinite life that you always knew was around the corner and meant for you. And this, for me, is such a great pleasure and such a great honor to speak with Aviana today because I have had the privilege and the pleasure through the years of interviewing the very top guests in their fields from around the world, from top scientists to doctors to technology people to spiritual leaders. And it's amazing to me because I'm able to bring to you the wisdom keepers of the world that have the keys and the tools and the techniques and the secrets and the doorways and the pathways and the windows to really leading and living your infinite and happy life. And occasionally, I have had the opportunity to work with that guest personally. And not only have had the opportunity to work with that guest, but have had the opportunity to have a life-changing experience that has evolved me to such a level that I am able to share the more with you, my audience and my friends and my family and the people that I connect with around the world. And I'm able to bring a higher perspective, a higher self, a higher learning, a higher sense of love and vision and commitment and direction and share it with you in just such a remarkable way. And I have had the personal experience of working with Aviana, and she has evolved and changed my life to such a degree that I truly credit her for a lot of the work that I do on the stages and throughout the world. And so I know from the deepest place in the core of my being how her work can affect somebody's life. And I'm just such a huge fan of her work. And it is always an honor to bring her on and to share her with you because I know from a firsthand experience that working with her can really take you to the next step into your beingness, into your wholeness, into your wellness, and truly into the happiness and the life that you are just yearning to lead and to live. So it's beautiful work. Mm.
Thank you so much, Nicole. That is so sweet, and I appreciate that because so often we don't have the words to describe when that kind of life-changing transformation happens. And this is what regularly happens with my clients, whether I'm working with them on the personal alignment or the business alignment. It causes these undefined life-changing alterations. And so I so appreciate you sharing that because I know that your audience listens to you. They've developed this rapport with you. And for you to give them a sense, that really opens up this idea and this possibility, because my greatest joy comes from being able to create and hold spaces for people to architect, to create. This is why I love to get down into the spiritual anatomy, the harmonic resonance, the architecture of your being, because this allows you to get the full perspective on how to make what kind of tweaks in your life, in yourself, to get that result. And, you know, you and I have talked about this so often. It's that thing. It's like, I'm doing all the right things. I love using weight loss as an example, or money, love, relationships. These are probably the three most tangible things and the three most, you know, sought after things. But I like the tangible because, for instance, if you're somebody who is wanted to lose weight and you're eating all the right things, you are exercising, you know, you're working so hard to achieve this goal, and your body just will not get rid of the weight. Now, if it was simply a physical thing, that equation should add up. But this is where the awareness of the four bodies becomes so powerful, because it means that the block is not in the physical body. It's in the emotional or the intellectual body. And when you're able to identify that through the steps and through the kinds of tools that we talk about in the Whole Wellbeing course, that is the key that unlocks. And those are the kinds of things that, as you and I've worked together, I know that you've experienced. And these all come from the things that I've experienced. I don't teach anything that I haven't put into practical use.
It's amazing, because the first time I met you, there was a knowingness. You know, like, I know you. There was just that,
yes,
haven't we met before kind of feeling. And very often when I see you or I've worked with you, it's a reflection, almost like a mirror into my own self or into my own soul. And sometimes there's so much emotion connected to that, because it's like I'm meeting myself or seeing parts of myself that I've never seen before, or parts of myself that may have been hidden or that I haven't, you know, played with for a very long time, almost like finding a toy from your childhood or a picture or a memory from your past. And reconnecting just brings such great joy and emotion and overwhelming love and safety and beauty and grace and all of these things. And sometimes I think I've even said to you, I'm so emotional and I don't even know why. And so does that happen with people, that they meet themselves through this process?
Yes, that is what the process is. And I love that you put it that way, because none of this is about me. When I work with somebody, my whole job, if you will, is to create a space. Like in the movie The Matrix, when he goes into the training room, it's like, okay, let's step out of this whole life thing and come into a place where you can play with what's going on and you can understand and see what's happening. Then you can take it back into your life and put it into use. This whole journey is about finding yourself. And when we have those experiences that we talked about. So for instance, let me connect. We were talking about creating beliefs and emotions around experiences. We were talking about the weight loss. So let me just string these together as an example, but this is how the principles work in whatever kind of life experience. So I'm the little girl out on the playground. See the little boy, I think he's very cute. You know, I write him the note, "Do you want to be my boyfriend?" And he writes back, you know, and I see him as his friends, then laughing about it and pointing at me. Now, I don't know what they said, and but I've now created a belief that I'm not valuable to this boy. And so that doesn't feel good. So I take that emotion and I literally hide it into my energetic structure. That creates a block that then creates a block that in my physical body. I start to put on weight. I want to feel protected. I add layers on. And so when I go to lose the weight, I still am holding on to this belief that I'm not valuable. And literally for me to lose the weight would be me taking off my armor. And I know that I'm not, I would not be safe. And I am in self-protection mode. So it would be acting against my perceived self-interest to lose the weight. So I keep myself safe. Now, some of us experience this and it manifests as physical weight. Some of us, it manifests as something else, physical addictions or certain belief structures, the ability to love or not to be loved, the allowing of receiving love. I haven't created enough, you know, space through my armor to allow love in. And yet, it's the one thing that I crave. This is where we become our greatest dichotomy. And as I work with people, I find this over and over and over again. The thing we are most craving and yearning is the thing that we are most intentionally keeping ourselves from. And that hurts. So that when we get into this process, we've been tucking these emotions and blocking these ideas up so much. It's like creating dams. And then when we finally come to a safe space of realizing, oh my goodness, maybe that's not the truth. Maybe that's just a belief. Maybe that's just a choice that I made. And what would it look like? What would my life be like if I chose to think something different? What if I didn't have to protect myself? I went into protection mode because I was in an environment that required it. But nobody teaches us how to take the armor off. Not well. And so often, and this is why I tie everything into the four bodies, because if we are addressing it in one of the bodies or two of the bodies, but not the others, we will not experience lasting success and we will still keep ourselves from ourselves. And that's not good enough for me.
I love this. I love this work. You know, and I know that, you know, we're coming up to the top of the hour. And it's so funny when you talk about taking the armor off and not well. Right away, I was thinking about a scuba suit. And for anybody who's ever worn a scuba suit or has gone diving or, you know, has just gone snorkeling, and then you go to take the suit off and you're like peeling it off and it's squeaking as you get it off. And then you're free. You're absolutely free. And it was the easiest thing in the world. You know, it's just a piece of material. But yet we make it this, you know, whole thing that we squiggle out of, sort of like the caterpillar to the butterfly. And it's so much fun to watch people go through that process and then to see them free and to see them unencumbered. And to see their skin and how beautiful they are as beings. And I hope that, you know, you'll come back because I know we have so much to talk about. And please, you know, share with me, how do people take the whole well-being course and what's the best way to work with you? And I know that you work with businesses, you work with individuals, you work with couples, you know, that you really are making a mark and making a difference in so many people's lives. And I know that people that are listening to this show, every single person, I was asking you at what point does somebody work with you, but I know that anybody, it doesn't matter what level of success or what level of happiness, that we're always ready for the more. That we're always ready for the dessert in life. You know, we're always ready for that thing that's, you know, makes us jump up and down and be so excited for the thing that's, you know, about to come and that we're ready to step into and that delicious part of life, which really you offer each and every individual that you work with.
And that really is the key determiner. The key determiner is not how successful you are or if you're in a relationship or how old you are or anything like that. The key determiner is, are you hungry? Do you want it? Are you craving it? And whatever it is there a space between you and your next best self, your next best life? That's when you come and take this course. That's when you talk with me, because that I can work with.
And so what's the best way for people to find you?
Best way to find me is just right online on my website. Now, if you go to, let me give you both, because the one is just my whole hub. It will connect you to everything that I do, because these principles are applicable. Like Nicole's mentioned, I work with individuals, with couples, with birthing mothers, with entrepreneurs, small business owners, large corporations, because these fundamental principles are what drive everything in life. So if you simply go to avianaledance.com, you'll see where and how I create, and you'll be able to connect out to each one of those hubs depending on what is most relevant to you. So Aviana is A, V as in Victor, I-A-N-A, LeDance, L-E, D as in David, A-N-C-E, which is Aviana the Dance, avianaledance.com. That'll be the easiest way for you to find and connect with me and see the work that I do. And if I can, Nicole, I'd also love to, because I know the most important thing is to take one step towards your desired action. Maybe you're not ready to talk to me. Maybe you want to find out a little bit more about me. I put together a free gift, because I know that you and I do these radio shows together, and I want them, the listeners who are interested, who have something that has peaked inside of them and said, oh, it's that voice that's saying, yeah, take one step today. If you go to Live Enlightened, so LiveEnlightened, liveenlightened.com. If you put in your name and your email address, what will happen is I will email you a free gift. Two, actually. These are two things that I always start my personal clients off with. It is 10 steps to whole well-being, and there is an audio that I have put together, and this is something that from the get-go I have each of my clients listen to every day. It's about 10 or 15 minutes, but those two steps will start to make a decided difference in your life if you choose to start taking different action. And it gives you the chance to get to know me a little bit better. And from there, you'll know if you're ready.
Well, anyone that has an opportunity to know you, I can tell you that alone is a gift. And the fact that you are offering a gift is a gift with a gift, which is really kind of cool and kind of fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the gift with the gift.
Yeah.
We love that. And I love this work. And I so look forward to having you back, because each and every time I learn so much. And it's just such a joy to be able to bring my audience somebody that creatively can make such a huge impact and such a huge difference in their lives, and people that are ready to be happy, people that are ready for the more, people that are ready for the next step in their infinite life being, or that heaven on earth feeling, or the truth of love, or being able to step out of the darkness into the light, and all of those things that you offer people. And it's so much fun, because I know that you even work with kids, you know, you work on so many different levels of happiness and so many different levels of light and so many different levels of care. And each and every time, you know, I've been to events where somebody will stop you in a hallway just to say hello, or just to introduce themselves, or just to say, I've listen to your tapes, or I know you work, or I've been to your workshop. And you take so much time with people. You are so present with people, as if you had nowhere else to go and your whole world is right in front of you. And if we all could lead and learn to live our lives that way, what a different world it would be, to be able to be that present and in the moment is really just absolutely so stunning and so pristine. And I think that that's why you're such a wonderful teacher and such a wonderful mentor, because your level of care is so high for each and every individual and every person that you meet.
Thank you. Well, and that's one of the main reasons I'm so grateful to you for opening up this space, for allowing me to come and speak here on your shows with you, because you know that I will. I will go anywhere and work with anyone who is willing, because I know what that journey is like. I know how powerful, and I know how far you can take it. My life required me to deconstruct myself so that I could become familiar with how to do this, so that I could help others do it. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It's, as always, simply magic to have you on the show. And so from Aviana Ledesse and myself, Nicole Brandon, we are wishing you a passionate life, a happy life, a joyous life of bliss and euphoria and romance and love and infinite light, and that each and every one of your dreams come true. And we look forward to seeing you here next week on Passionate Living.